It's showtime.
Time now for the Roving Reporter
with Andrew Buhr.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
On San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
Stick around.
It's the only way they could get me to say his name right is for me to think of Arnold. That's frightening, man. You should see when there's like really these like psychotic names that I have to know. What Danny does is he writes them out in like Etch-a-Sketch. He just puts them up there. You should see how they did Livlahan or whatever that guy. Yeah, it was. Ugh. Hey, by the way, congratulations to you, Jeff. Brandon Morrow was. He's still on the team? Congratulations to you, Brandon. Way to go, man. He's still on the team. Hey, okay. You get a on the border for two right there at Morning Breath on Facebook Live. We do that each and every single day. All right. Seriously, isn't that frightening? Danny has to write out, like, what's that kid they just signed? Patrick Livlahan? Is that how he's saying?
Kivlahan.
Kivlahan. Okay, Kivlahan. Great. All right. So Danny will go like this. Kiv, K-I-V, Livlahan. And he'll go, Kivlahan, Kivlahan. We don't do Jeff Jadiha again, do we? No, we don't go there? Let's go over to Andrew now, man, before I railroad his name again. You can follow him on Twitter at Andrew Buhr. He's here with us now on the Corky's Outline. Am I getting the name down finally after like a year of saying your name on the air?
You got it, Dan. That just sketches finally come through for you.
One of my favorite things on the planet. I'd sit there in front of, like, I would be watching, like, the Jetsons, you know? And so I'd have it there, and I'd be trying to go, let me spell George. And I'd get my little Etch-a-Sketch going, G-E. I learned how to do batting averages on Etch-a-Sketch. One of my favorites.
Well, hey, you know, it's got multiple uses, clearly. But I'm glad. Things like Etch-a-Sketch were invented for you, Dan, as long as it's been helpful for you, man. Good stuff.
Well, maybe we should write Joey Bosa's contract on Etch-a-Sketch. What do you say to that?
That would probably be helpful.
I mean, maybe we can, like, pass everything along on the Etch-a-Sketch to the mom and also Bosa and the agent. Dude, what's the mess there? When you're around the guys and you hear them, I mean, I get that they're probably all tired of talking about it, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, it really is just – It's a bummer, dude. Like, all the guys in the locker room, after talking to a few of them yesterday, I shouldn't say all of them, I can't speak for all of them, but I got the sense that, you know, on the one hand, they're like, hey, this is our teammate. This is a guy we're going to support. We understand the business side of it. That's probably the politically correct answer you're going to hear. But I think it's also a good thing, right? I mean, you should want to hear that from your teammates. You don't want to necessarily create a rift in the locker room. But hey, you know, off the record, there's some guys who are kind of scratching their head like, what? He still hasn't taken it? Like, he didn't like that offer? Like, there's a few guys in there that, you know, again, not without knocking Joey, but they're kind of wondering like, all right, dude, what are we arguing about here? Like, we're trying to play football and you need to get in here ASAP. So we'll see, man, but it's kind of middle of the ground with a lot of the guys in the locker room.
I want to tell you something, and tell me if you buy into my crazy theory here on what's going on with the Chargers going public. Bill Walsh used to have a technique when he was talking to his players, Andrew, that he would sit there, and if a player screwed up, he would just undress the assistant coach and go after that guy. You need to coach that guy better. You need to do this. You're not getting it done. You're a bad coach. And every one of the coaches in the room knew. They got even Mike Holmgren. He used to get killed. And you know what that would do to the players in the room? I got to play harder for my coach. I don't want my coach being screamed at. I don't want anything going on with that. Hey, I got to protect. Hey, the Chargers going public saying that Bosa's this, Bosa's that. All of a sudden, now you got the players going, he's a teammate. We want to back him. We want to do this. You kind of create, if you're following me here, a little sense of where, hey, we're gonna protect our own a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. I mean, and hey, that's what the answers were a lot yesterday coming out of the Chargers locker room was, hey, this guy is our teammate. He is going to make us better. We need him here. We're trying to win football games. I mean, the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. And there's a reason why this, you know, we took this guy as the number three overall pick. So I can see that a little bit from the Chargers statement that they released regarding the contract situation. I mean, at the end of the day, though, Dan, as we know, the onus is on him, right? I mean, he's the guy who's got to sign the contract.
He has no leverage. He has no leverage. If he had any kind of leverage, if this guy was J.J. Watt and he was in the final year of his contract, Then he's got leverage. He has nothing right now. He has nothing but a jock strap and a helmet. That's it, because exactly. He doesn't even own shoulder pads yet.
Exactly. And you know what? At the end of the day, too, right? I mean, the longer he keeps sitting here, the more he's missing out on all the money that we're sitting here talking about, right?
He's missing out on how they're going to use him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's missing out on playing football. He's missing out on investing that money. He's missing out on potential interest. He's missing out on endorsements. I mean, think about when Melvin Gordon got here last year. I mean, the guy was a star. He had, you know, national commercials. He had local commercials with Jerome's, like, right away. Jason Brett, same thing. I mean, there's a lot of money when you kind of add it all up that Joey Bosa is missing right now over a few technicalities or what seems like some small issues. And, you know, if the idea is to get paid, I don't know that his agent's doing him a good job right now.
Yeah, especially when you're talking a $500,000 roster bonus for opening day and then a
$300,000
paycheck. You're telling me you're going to burn $800,000 on opening day? Not me, Chief.
Yeah,
not me.
No way, man.
No way am I missing that money out, especially against the Chiefs. Andrew, we got to roll, my friend.
Hey, good stuff, Dan.